At the NAACP convention in Philadelphia today, John Kerry promised to be a president who talks to all people and not one who seeks to divide the nation by race or class. Kerry's remarks were designed to distinguish him from President Bush, who decided not to speak to the group for the fourth straight year. The White House cited a scheduling conflict and the ongoing hostility between the Bush administration and the leadership of the nation's oldest civil rights organization. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
John Kerry's appearance at the NAACP meeting today was all about the appearance that President Bush decided not to make. Kerry's message was simple: I'm here and he isn't.
I understand you've been having trouble getting some speakers.
Today, a White House spokesman called the NAACP leadership intolerant and said the group had crossed the line in partisanship and civility. The president himself has said his relationship with the NAACP is non-existent. NAACP officials have called Mr. Bush's election in 2000 illegitimate. The president has been described as insulted by an NAACP ad in the 2000 campaign suggesting he was unsympathetic to the lynching death of a black man in Texas. There's no doubt Mr. Bush would have received a chilly reception at best if he had spoken here, but that didn't stop Kerry from delivering a slap at the president for not showing up.
As a campaigner, I know something about scheduling and conflicts and hostile environments. But you know what? When you're president of the United States, you can pretty much say where you want to be and when. And when you're president, you need to talk to all of the people, and that's exactly what I intend to do.
Repeating George W. Bush's pledge in his 2000 campaign, Kerry promised to be a president who is a uniter, not a divider. And he asked this very anti-Bush crowd to do everything they could to remove the president from office in the fall.
The president may be too busy to speak to you now, but I got news for you. He's going to have plenty of time after November 2nd.
African Americans are one of the Democratic Party's most reliable voting blocks, and President Bush received only 9% of the African American vote in 2000. But despite his rift with the NAACP, Bush campaign officials insist the president will be competing hard for black votes this fall. He will address the Urban League, another civil rights group, next week, and his campaign has begun airing ads attacking Kerry on black radio stations in battleground states. Kerry himself has been criticized by black Democrats for not doing enough to reach out to black voters, and his campaign is now beginning an even bigger ad blitz to reach them. The Kerry campaign has purchased $2 million worth of airtime on programs with large African-American audiences in order to introduce Kerry to those voters. Kerry also talked about foreign policy today in Philadelphia. While he often blasts the president for failing to rally America's allies to help fight the war in Iraq, today he attacked the Bush administration for failing to exercise leadership to solve the crisis in Sudan.
Today, a massive humanitarian crisis is unfolding in Darfur, Sudan, where 300,000 people or more may die in the coming months. This administration must stop equivocating. Those government-sponsored atrocities should be called by their rightful name, genocide.
Kerry also called on the president to convince the United Nations Security Council to sanction Sudan and to authorize an international humanitarian intervention. The Bush administration has been trying, without success, to convince the UN to approve sanctions, but it has not yet called for intervention. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Philadelphia.